welcome to NFLP, a special one-off episode. I was going to say what episode it is, but we haven't.
Doesn't matter.
It's the first one of the season.
Episode 1, 2021. Could be the last. No, actually, we could pick it up next season. I suppose that'll be 2021 as well, so.
Exactly. Well, I mean, we should tell the, if we have any fans left out there, we should probably tell them why we didn't do any podcast this season, because you were off gallivanting around Europe, call yourself a Brexit British person, and then you were off. As soon as there was an opportunity, you were off in Spain.
Well,
tell the fans.
We could have done it in Spain, to be fair. We just couldn't be bothered.
True.
We didn't have the mental capacity because of work, lockdown, childcare. But yeah, I had a nice 5-month break in the end in Spain. Lovely. Saw the darkness coming of winter. Had the window of opportunity. Well, wife got made redundant. And then we just tried to make a negative into a positive. And then we made it back into a negative by coming home again. Ran out of money.
When life gives you lemons, ask for more lemons.
But yeah, lovely. Well, I mean, this time last week, Thursday last week, yeah, lunchtime, I was on the beach.
Having a beer. Usually around a Thursday lunchtime, I would get, when I'm slaving around in the grey, I don't work outdoors, but I was in my home office looking outside the grey clouds, and then I would get pictures of you sipping a beer on the beach in Spain, thinking...
It got a bit much, actually, because, I mean, with the last weeks before coming home, it was like, it's very easy to justify, oh, I'll go out for a lunch, and, oh... I haven't had a Guinness yet while I've been here. Oh, I'll get a Guinness. And it escalates. And I found myself in this routine of, I was doing a lot of walking and stuff, but then I would have, just because it was there, we're in a very expat area, I'd have an English breakfast every other day.
And tell people about your stepometer. You were telling me you went from how many steps?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I've got my Garmin. And a proper Garmin now, unlike last season where I think it was a £30 job from Amazon. I've upgraded. And yeah, I was on a steady steps of probably averaging 12,000 a day. And yeah, I was just looking at it before coming on, and I think I've done an average of 2,000 this week. But wow. To be fair, the last weekend I did travel through, you know, Spain driving for the most part. You know, from the Costa del Sol all the way up. Then we got the boat from Santander on the Saturday, but then it didn't leave the harbour until, well, Saturday afternoon we got on the boat, didn't leave the harbour until 5 a.m. the next day because of storms. And then it was very choppy on the journey over. And yeah, the first time I went out for breakfast in the morning, I took my 2-year-old daughter. And, you kind of feel a bit queasy. And then I was wary. And I was like, then I looked at my daughter and she looked at me and said, Daddy, I'm going to be sick. And then she was.
Isn't it great how kids tell you how they're gonna do something? Like my daughter, she's also the same age as your daughter. You know her. She's toilet training now because we're obviously at home.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let's get the. So she's actually pretty good, but she's like, always like, she's like, comes running into me, Daddy, wee wee. And then we have to run together to the toilet just in time, but we've had a few accidents along the way. But
oh, kids
are funny.
It is, it's tricky because, yeah, we're trying to do it. And like, we took the potty and we took the seat all the way over to Spain with us. And like, we never really got round to dedicating time to doing it because it's so distracting. And then we're probably at the perfect opportunity now. We come home, but we went with all the stuff we had packed. We had more stuff going back than we had going, and we had to make the decision. We didn't have space for the the seat to go on the toilet, so we had to leave it. Yeah. So poor Rose is taking a backward step to nappies again.
I mean, it's not the worst thing to leave. It's only a couple of pounds
piece of plastic. It's a classic lockdown regression scenario. Yeah.
I think with that, it's just take your time. You know, it happens when it happens. At some point, because I think as a parent, you're like push yourself thinking, oh, we have to do all this stuff. We have to take the dummy away. We have to use the toilet because this is what other parents do or whatever. And then it just naturally, you force it. It doesn't happen. And then one day she just goes, I want to just wear pants, you know, rather than a nappy. And you're like, okay, where did that come from? Right. And we're off. And then she wanted to do it and it was done in a weekend.
Fantastic. That's good. Yeah. That's really good.
And I think it was because she saw, we were at a friend's house over Christmas and their three-year-old didn't have a nappy and she was like, and she was friends with her. I think she saw it and was like, oh, I don't want this thing. Why am I wearing this thing? And then she figured it out. So, yeah, and she has an older sister, so it's also, she's always pushing to, she wants to be, you know, she doesn't want to
I agree. So we're on our way. But I suppose anything to sort. I mean, you got your new garden.
Second home,
out of the city.
I mean, this is also a consequence of lockdown, right? But I think before Christmas, I mean, the first lockdown, God, I was like, right, I live in the city center in Berlin in an apartment, so don't have a garden. Unlike you, nice big house with a garden. So the city living is great when there's no lockdown.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're off, you're enjoying it, you're having the you know, fun, going to work on your bike, having, you know, beers after work. Life is great. Then lockdown comes and you're like a prisoner inside a small apartment in a city. And I said, never again to my wife. I'm not being caught with my pants down ever again. And there's going to be a lockdown again in the winter. I know it. So as soon as I saw it coming in November, I was like, right, okay. I want to find like a garden with a kind of, you know, weekend house on there. And they have a lot of these on the outskirts of Berlin. But what I thought was, I need to, you know, you need to get away. You need a place where you can go and have like holidays,
isn't it?
Holidays, and the kids, you know, can get away. You can have a bit of fun together as a family. So I was looking for this. So usually it's quite hard to get these, but just by luck, I started speaking to my old German teacher, who's well connected, and she was like, "Oh, I know someone who might have one," and then just randomly, So we went through over Christmas. So now I have a nice little project to renovate this place. When the weather gets nicer, I'll grow vegetables there and do the garden. But it's a nice little kind of weekend home. And I was telling my colleagues, my German colleagues at work, that got one of these, and they went, "Oh, you usually have to put your name on a waiting list and wait like 9 years for these."
It's waiting for an allotment, isn't it? Something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's like that. And so it's like, it's an allotment, and yet it's part of an allotment association. So you have to like grow vegetables. That's part of the rules. You can't let your hedge get so high. Your hedge has to be, you know, people can peer over and look at your veg, and you have to grow vegetables. They're the two rules. And, but it's actually one with like a nice, it's got like a decent sized house on there where you can stay for the weekend. So you can stay the weekends and school holidays.
What's the house like then? Is it?
It's nice, it's like a wooden cabin, but it's got like a kitchen inside. It's got living room, two bedrooms, bathroom. You know, it's pretty decent. I mean, it's like a 35 square meters. I don't know the English reference for these things anymore. Do you use square meters there? I can't remember.
Square meters, we're the generation that, you know, grew up with meter sticks rather than, I don't know what they had before, feet sticks, but feet it's meat. Yeah, we're always meters.
Yeah, so it's pretty decent. Like, yeah, it just needs, you know, it's the people who had it
before. What's the renovation work that you need to do?
So it doesn't need renovation work like physical, I don't know, things like structural work or anything like that. It's just cosmetic. You just need to clear. So the last couple of weekends have been clearing all the stuff out of the house, clearing
Yeah,
stuff out
a
of the
lot of
car
crap.
because
Yeah.
it came from a 79-year-old woman whose husband died a couple of years ago, and she hasn't been able to upkeep it. So if you think they've had it since their 30s, there's a lifetime of crap there, right?
God, yeah.
So it needs to be taken out. So I've already taken out, like, yeah, I have. There's eight bin bags full of crap just waiting to be taken to the tip. And there's more to come out. And then we're going to paint everything. And yeah, and then when the weather gets, so work on the inside of the house. Then when the weather gets nice, the outside of the house, a bit of a coat of paint. And then start working on growing veg in
So
the
is that
garden.
your weekends at the moment going there, or just like nice
So
Sunday?
every weekend we're going, well, last weekend we went Saturday and Sunday. I think we'll do the same again this
Yeah.
weekend. And then I'm going to have a little parental leave, you know, coming up.
Yeah.
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 And then I'll go every day during that. So a lot of parenting
Yeah, get them out. Yeah.
going on.
And
And
yeah, the weather should be better then. So yeah,
exactly.
ideal.
April gets
Ideal.
nice. Yeah. So then, and then you can also, it's good timing because then that's when you need to grow most of the veg, right? So this is what I've become a bit of a, now I'm just reading, my spare time is just reading everything on gardening and when to grow plants and all of this stuff. My house is full of tomato seeds and all
You
sorts
got a
of stuff.
6 month window, Steve, and you gotta make the most of it. Otherwise,
Exactly. Oh, I'm excited. It's a nice little, you know, it's just been nice to do stuff with your hands this week, you know, like even just cleaning stuff out. Like, I don't know, I was chopping the hedge, you know, all these sorts of things that I've not done probably ever in my life, apart from when I had a gardening job at university. Remember that in the summer?
oh yeah, it was like one of those prisoner jobs, wasn't it, when you're marked.
I think I got fired actually
Working for the
because
council, being lords.
exactly. It was my first summer home from university. And I got this job working for the council as a gardener, but yeah, I had an ego and I was like a jumped up little idiot who thought I was brilliant. And the guy who'd been gardening his whole life, who was the chief of the crew, was chopping the hedge, and I was like, "Come on, let me chop the hedge, let me chop this." He's like, "No, you just rake up." And then when he put the hedge trimmer down, I picked it up and started chopping the hedge, and then he chased me around the garden.
Really?
Because,
Bloody hell,
yeah, and
didn't hear that.
I lodged an official complaint with the council because I got fired from this because he didn't want to work with me again.
My God.
I don't
What a
know, I'm not sure
rebel.
if I ever got fired or I didn't want to go back because of that. I can't remember exactly, but
Mutual
anyway, then
agreement. Yeah.
mutual agreement. I mean, I think it was the end anyway. I think I was going back to university at that point, but yeah, it was. It was actually quite a fun summer, right? We made quite a few friends, and they're fun. The guys that work on this, I mean, not this guy, but like the
Well,
rest
it's
of the crew,
pressure
they're
free,
pretty
isn't
fun.
it? Working in the sun.
Exactly, and you
Yeah.
go for beers after it. You finish at 3 o'clock, and then you would go for beers afterwards, and you earn a decent amount of money. I mean, back then when I was a
Well,
student, I
yeah.
was like, wow, this is great money. I was looking at it. I was like, "Do I really need to go back to university? This is the dream. Working outside, like making up, chopping hedges, having cups of tea brought to you by
Just
the
chatting
people
all day and just doing a bit of gardening. Yeah.
it's
What's that
brilliant.
like?
Maybe that's why I've got this garden now because in my
Yeah.
head I was, wow, that was the dream. And now I'm sat on conference calls, looking at emails, reading messages in Slack all day. You know, I mean, that was great times
This is
out
it.
in
You're
the
doing conference
countryside.
calls in your spare time doing this pod
Exactly.
about NFL, but I suppose we haven't talked about NFL yet.
Oh yeah, we should probably 13 minutes in, we should probably get onto the NFL. But you know, it's nice to be back, I must say. We, you
Yeah,
know, I
this
haven't
is it.
spoken to
Yeah.
you. We haven't spoke for a while, and it's also, you know, we haven't done a podcast for a long time, so it's nice to be back, nice to catch up. And if you've listened to any of our podcasts before, you know we just talk crap anyway for most of the
Yeah.
time. So,
Yeah. I mean, we dabbled with a bit of a music podcast in the
yeah.
first lockdown.
Check
Monkey Pigeon,
it out. They're
check
still
it out.
available,
Yeah,
actually. Monkey
still
Pigeon.
available on all your, well, all search engines, isn't it, for podcasts?
I don't think there's too many monkey pigeons out there. So if you check any search engine, then you should be able
Playlist is
to.
still there. That reminds me, I might check that out, actually. Good playlist, that.
All right, let's move into talk about the NFL. So, Mr. Pardo, did you see that your... Because if you don't know NFLP fans, Pardo is a massive Detroit Lions fan. Your favorite quarterback has gone to the Rams this week in a humongous trade for, I think it's the first time ever that two first round quarterbacks have been traded. And so Stafford, I think it was 2009. He was the first round.
Was he a first round pick? I didn't know that, you know.
First, the number one overall pick he was. And Goff, also the number one overall pick in 2016, has gone to the Lions. And they gave away, the Rams gave two first-round picks.
Yeah, because I remember Goff from that All or Nothing, you know, that they did about the Rams. And it's when he first came in, it's a first-round pick. And, he, you know, a lot of expectation there, but amazing that they're trading for Stafford. That is solid, a good egg, as I've always said. But yeah, it's funny. I mean, you know, this podcast was about me being a novice last year. I mean, talk about regression. It does feel like I've regressed a bit to novice status again. But I mean, but then you suddenly realize, you know, the, I suppose the invested interest that I've got in the Lions now and how much Stafford means to the team. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not a, you know, high performing team by any stretch. They've had a tough season, but Stafford is what keeps you kind of faith that we can pull something out of the bag. You know, those Hail Marys in the final moment, that's a Stafford speciality. And that's all gone.
I mean, you can spend decades looking for, maybe even multiple decades, looking for a franchise quarterback. And Stafford is a franchise quarterback. And, you know, he's in the top tier of quarterbacks in the whole league. I think it makes the Rams a contender straight away for the Super Bowl because the Rams had the number one defense this year. And now they get Stafford. Goff was the thing that let them down. Now they get Stafford. They have a great chance.
I think, well, it's one of those situations where, you know, you like the player that much that you kind of will track him as he kind of carries on his career. So I'll be keeping an eye on the Rams next season a bit more closely than I would do otherwise.
And what about, because I don't know if you saw this because you've been a bit out of action on your having your beers on the Spanish beach, but did you see they also, so thankfully they fired Matt Patricia, the coach. And they've just hired this guy, Dan Campbell, from New Orleans Saints. And they gave him a 6-year contract. And then he's brought in all new coaching staff. And that was also, and then it was mutually agreed with Stafford that he could move on because I think he wanted a change and all this kind of stuff.
Fresh
but what
start.
Do you think of, like, now you've got all this new coaching staff, all this, you've got Goff now. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Goff, but now you've got Goff. And you've got all these draft picks. What do you think the future looks like for those Lions?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose it's a fresh start, isn't it? And with the picks that they're going to get in the draft, I suppose it all depends on who they bring in.
Yeah.
And I suppose knowing you get a coach from the Saints, and then they're always solid, aren't they? So that's not bad.
Yeah.
But I suppose you just have to wait and see. You've always got to be optimistic as a fan in any team, haven't you?
Well, especially as a Liverpool fan. I mean, you were optimistic. And crossing over to soccer, you were growing up, you didn't win anything, apart from FA Cups.
I won a few Coca-Cola Cups.
but you always were optimistic. This is one thing I always remember about you, was that every single start of every season, you'd be like, yeah, Liverpool are going to win the league. Liverpool are going to win the league. And they would always let you down. And then, but every season, the start of a new season, you would say the same again. You were always optimistic. But then, they did finally.
It's unbelievable. And I think it had to be in the bloody year that no one's going to games or anything like that. So, yeah, you want to be super enthusiastic about it. But it's probably come at the time of my life where I'm probably the most disconnected from football I've ever been.
Same.
In my, you know, probably adult life, or, you know, from the age that you kind of start really caring about, you know, sport or football. I mean, I was just thinking the other day, it's probably the longest time also that I've not played football. When was the last time you played football? I can't remember. It must be a good year for me.
You know when it was for me? I don't know the exact date. No, because I was playing with I was playing one night with work team, you know, just a little knock around. And I broke the fingers in that game, and I didn't know I broke the fingers. But then I woke up in the next morning, and the fingers were swelled so big, my wedding ring was stuck on my finger, and I had to go. The next day, I went to the hospital, and they had to cut my wedding ring off. And then my fingers were really—I broke both bones in the top of the fingers here. And then I said, right, that's enough now. I'm done with football. I wasn't enjoying it. I'd lost everything.
When was this? Bill
Pace. This was a few years ago. It was when Ariadne was younger, and then I thought it was hard to pick her up with broken fingers and all this kind of stuff. And then I was like, okay, done with football. So I'll probably say it must be 5 years ago. I think.
Wow. It's bad if you lose the pace, though. You know, you still got the skills to knock it round someone, but you can't chase after the ball. They just catch you up.
In a, like in a seven-a-side game, you know, when you knock it off the wall and you can't catch it, and you just look pathetic. You kicked it off the wall to run around someone, and you can't get there. A very pathetic way to retire. And then you break your fingers because someone kicks the ball really hard at your fingers.
Oh no! But what is your recreational sport of choice then? Or haven't you got one? Are you kind of in between? I suppose gardening's your game now.
Gardening's my game. I was thinking about kind of looking for a golf club, actually. Yeah. I think I'm at that age now, you know.
I was thinking about golf the other day, yeah.
I just like quiet. Nowadays, I like quiet. I like being on my own, listening to a podcast or having a little walk. Because everything I do is always around lots of people, with work or the family. So I understand now the appeal of golf, because you get to go and a bit isolated. You're away for a good few hours. There's no need to rush back. They know you're gone for half the day. So it's like the perfect sport for a man who's getting towards middle age. And
as long as you can get, if you can get that allowance for half a day out every weekend, if you can do that, then, well, you should be in your sabbatical this year.
Yeah.
Probably really get into it.
I was thinking about it. That's the one that's on top, because it's also low impact on the body. I think it's perfect. Yeah.
What about your fingers though?
Yeah, that's the problem. I think the grip on these ones now with these, but these bones never heal properly. They said I might need an operation, but then they didn't give me one. They just said, "Oh, I'll have some physio." But they're not as strong as they used to be. I can feel it sometimes. Like when they get knocked, I'm like, even just tapping on the keyboard, I'm like, oh, a little bit sore.
It's like when I went to Spain, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go on runs. Yeah, it's no excuse. The weather's lovely. And then, yeah, you're like, oh, it's a bit hot. I'll just go for a walk.
Exactly. I don't do really any exercise nowadays. I mean, okay, like with the kids, I'm every day I'm throwing them up.
That's enough. Yeah. It's a good solid base. Anything you do beyond that, you're laughing.
Exactly. Well, anyway, we digress again. But talking about the Lions, I would say that they were one of the first teams of the season. Very disappointing from the Lions. Who else would you say were a big disappointment for you this season?
I mean, for me, I suppose like Jaguars, wasn't much expected, but I'm a big Minshew fan. And I had him in my fantasy football because he's one of the few quarterbacks were left, because I had it on auto pick. So I quickly I'll get Minshew. And he's he was a solid performer. He always seems to get good points, but Jags always lose. He's always getting great stats.
Because they had Mike Glennon played a few games. I think
towards the end, yeah.
I think at some point the Jaguars just thought, okay, we want the first pick of the draft, which is going to be this guy, Trevor Lawrence, who's supposed to be like generational talent. But, you know, you never know how it's going to work out in the NFL, because Tua Tagovailoa, who's the Dolphins quarterback, was supposed to be a generational talent, and people were tanking for Tua. And then what happened? He didn't have a good season this season. And then Justin Herbert, who everyone said, you know, was not going to be a great NFL player, was absolutely fantastic. Won Rookie of the Year, I think, and looks amazing, I would say. So you never know.
No.
But I agree, Jags were very, very disappointing. But for me, the most disappointing were Cowboys and Eagles. They were very disappointing. The Eagles in particular. I mean, that whole conference.
It's a poor league, isn't it? The NFC East. I mean, Washington. Yeah, they haven't even got a... they're just Washington, aren't they? The most boring team in the world won that league.
Boring colours as well. Like, the uniforms, the players, like, everything about it. I mean, Chase Young is quite cool. He's this defensive end who's he looks like an interesting player for the future. But in general, I agree. Very boring team at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, bloody hell. I mean, I'm just looking at NFC West. 49ers. They came... But that's a really strong league, I think.
Super Bowl team last year as well. They were, but they had so many injuries this year. Mm-hmm. They were, but they every year they seem to be riddled by injuries. But this year, it's just terrible. I mean, the quarterback went down. I think pretty much like most of their squad got injured. They were. I think next year they'll be back to a decent contender team. 49ers.
Then you're kind of like, I'm just looking down the leagues now. But then, like, you look at NFC South, like, Falcons, that's obviously poor. But then you kind of remind yourself that Buccaneers didn't even win their division. And they're in the top.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Falcons, just to go to the Falcons, they started off terribly. They had this like 7-game losing streak or something. Then they fired their head coach, Dan Quinn. And then they actually won a few games and started having a decent second half of the season. And who was that team you just mentioned? Oh, the Bucs, right?
Bucs.
But they started well. And I remember all the pundits were saying the Bucs are going to win the Super Bowl at the beginning. And then the Bucs had a terrible start to the season. Mm. Or they won a few, and then they had a massive dip and lost a lot. And then everyone was like, oh, they're terrible. But I think really it was Tom Brady. Tom Brady's kind of influence on everyone else in the team, on even took over. I think the coach got out of his way and started letting Brady do his magic. And I think he galvanized the team and got them through into the playoffs. And then once they were in the playoffs, Tom Brady's magic just took over.
It's unbelievable, and it's just isn't it? Experience. I don't know what it is, but it's just unbelievable that, you know, with obviously, you know, his history and the expectation, but he delivers on it. And it just, it's that winning mentality, I suppose. And I mean, disappointment for me as well is that at the beginning of the season, I remember like the Chiefs losing to the Raiders. I was thinking, oh, yeah. Chiefs lost, and they lost to the Raiders. And I went all in on the Raiders players for my fantasy football team. And then immediately they started losing.
But this would also be a huge disappointment for me, because I think you're right. The Raiders played the Chiefs well twice, and that was the only difficulty really the Chiefs had this season. And the Raiders were so disappointing after this game. Mm. So disappointing. Like, it's just it was a bit of an embarrassment if you're a Raiders fan, the way that they kind of handled themselves for the rest of the season. And they really have to step up in terms of like the way that they're going to be like.
It's a shame in a way, isn't it? Because obviously they made the move to Vegas, didn't they? But then obviously there's no impact. There's no bloody fans there. You know, no one can go and watch. So you're not getting like the home kind of support or anything like that, or, you know, this new fan base all kind of desperate to kind of supercharge this local team. It's just a damp squid, isn't it?
Is the saying damp squid or damp squib? I've always wondered that, actually.
Want to look up.
I think you're asking.
I say damp probably is squib. Squid.
Squib? I think it's squib, but I'm not sure.
I say squid, but I often get these things wrong. So
Damp squid. You take a squid out of the ocean, it would be damp. But what's a squib if it's a damp squib? Maybe you could
Don't even
quickly
know what
Google.
a squib is. What's a squib?
I don't know what a squib is. But you never know what these sayings are, right? I mean, they come from like the 1800s or something. A squib was probably, I don't know, like it was probably a flannel or something back in the 17th
some kind of
century.
Sponge, yeah, real sponge, yeah. From the ocean. Worth looking up if we have the internet to our fingertips, but I can't be bothered.
Oh, God. I tell you what was moving on to the playoffs. A disappointment for me. I mean, there was a couple of disappointments for me. First of all, there was the Browns, because you know I'm a bit of a Browns fan.
Well, you were.
Wasn't it disappointing?
No, you made a big stance saying you hate the Browns.
I know. But still, it wasn't a disappointment because the Browns did really well to get there. But they could have won that game against the Chiefs because Mahomes was out with concussion, and then there was a play where they had chances to win that game. And I think there were some bad calls. There were some, yeah. I mean, the Chiefs are a better team. So if Mahomes was in the game all the time, they would have lost that game. But they had their chances, and they could have done it.
When was the last time Browns went that far in the playoffs?
I think the last time they got to the playoffs was like 2 decades or something. It was like 2008 or 1998? I can't remember. It's one of those dates. It had an 8 in it, if I remember rightly. So it's been a long, long time.
Should have had an open top bus for getting this far, I reckon. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't for COVID.
Yeah. Well, open top bus, just with a couple of players, would be all right. But yeah, I think that is a cause for, it was a massive cause for celebration, and fair play to them, like, for getting that far. So good, but there was a chance to win that game. You know, there was a chance.
Imagine.
But that was, it's not really a disappointment, but I would say that the also takeaways from the playoffs would be I actually really wanted Rodgers to be in the Super Bowl. Rodgers was playing so well this season.
Like
and I just don't know how the Packers lost to the Buccaneers, actually, because, you know, when I woke up and I saw that score, I thought, okay.
Brady.
But then, but there were the calls from the Packers staff, like, where, you know, deciding to kick rather than giving it Rodgers the chance to score a touchdown. It was just it's just like so disappointing when Rodgers has only been to one Super Bowl, won one Super Bowl. He's 37, and like that, this year was really his chance.
It's like written in the stars. If it wasn't for bloody Brady coming in with his own kind of stargazing.
Yeah. But this is 10th Super Bowl, Brady. It's crazy. It's insane when you think about it. Absolutely insane. And then my other takeaway from the playoffs would be that Lamar was a bit of a letdown again.
Oh, Lamar Jackson, yeah. I mean,
it's just such a shame. Like, it's like dominating in the regular season. I mean, okay, the Ravens weren't great this season, but mostly dominating in the season, and then it's just a bit of a damp squid or squib again. When they won against the Titans, and okay, he did an amazing play
to
get the team into the next game. But then it just felt like the same things happened again in that next game. It was like, I don't know, like
they're all Bills. Bills are, you know, they've had a good season though, the Bills.
Yeah.
And it would have been nice to see. Yeah, I would have been happy with, that final four. I think it's probably the right final four.
Yeah, it was, I would say. I think you're right.
I mean, Buccaneers are probably the biggest surprise, probably going into the playoffs, of getting as far as they have done.
Yeah, because, I mean, 43-year-old quarterback moves to new city, new team. They have no off-season to train because of COVID. Then, you know, like, all of this, the kind of ups and downs of the season, and he just pulls it through, galvanizes them, and then boom, they're there in the Super Bowl. He just knows how to win. He just knows how to get people there, you know?
This is it. Like, the romantic in me, you know, looked at it, I thought, oh, yeah, well, if Brady can just prove it with another team, you know, without kind of all the hoo-ha about, you know, Patriots. I mean, blimey, we've not even talked about the Patriots. What a difference, you know, that is. They're not even a talking point for the season now Brady's gone. And
you imagine, like, he could retire after the Super Bowl, and he's just accomplished. I mean, already he'd accomplished more than pretty much anyone. But now, just that having that separation from Belichick, and then going to the other conference, and then being able to take a team who last year were nowhere, and take a team and take them to the Super Bowl, and now he's the first. I think he's the first player to ever be in the Super Bowl in both conferences, and it's just like he's done it all now, and he's even shown this season he could. Because there was always this debate, you know, who is it, Brady or is it Belichick? Like, does one make? But now it shows. I mean, okay, Belichick's still a great coach, but it's we'll see how.
Well, he's been around that long, you know. He doesn't need coaching, does he? You know, he's a coach himself, really, around the players. So, you know, he's kind of like, I suppose I'll come back to it. The student becomes the master kind of thing.
Exactly.
Another word for student though. What, the apprentice? That's it.
Yes, but I think he's shown right. Like, I mean, there was a lot of I think probably they both wanted to. Well, people have been saying, okay, they wanted a bit of separate, to have separate legacies a little bit and to see how they do on their own. But it shows what he was bringing to that team. I think he's just developed such a winning mentality for so long. And also it shows that, I mean, he was galvanizing a lot of that team because from what the kind of rumors are, no one really wants to go to New England now because Brady was a kind of a magnet for a lot of players because he was putting his arm around the players, like making this mentality. Whereas now you just go into a very cold place to be under a disciplinarian kind of headmaster who's going to work your balls off and you might never win anything. But before, when Brady was there, you're going to get that, but you're going to get to work with Tom Brady and you've probably got a chance of winning the Super Bowl. And
that's balance, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see how New England come back from all of that. It's going to be interesting next season.
I mean, where do they come in their third division? Third.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they, who knows what picks they've got lined up based on the, you know, how did Brady leave? Did his contract run out or what? How did they?
They didn't. I think he basically, his contract was up and they were messing him around on salary and all of this kind of stuff. And, you know, they kind of made it clear they were dragging their feet. And he said, well, you know, screw that. I'm going to go. And, yeah, that was how it happened, and he kind of felt a bit like, well, if you don't value me, then I'll go and try something new.
And yeah, on paper, it's a risk worth taking. He's like 42-year-old quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I think. Yeah.
Let him go. Yeah. Fair enough, but
yeah.
Yeah, incredible, really inspiring. You know, especially it's nice to have a sportsman out there that's still performing, that's still older than us.
Yeah, and he seems like he always gets a bad rap. Well, people think he's like a bit weird, or he's a bit, but he seems
to be a bit weird to keep going at this game.
I'm sure he is, but like, you know, I think he's, yeah, and to be, I don't know, I saw an interview with him and Mahomes a few days ago where they were chatting.
Yeah,
and he just seems like, he's so excited to play the game against Mahomes. And he's like, oh, you know, this guy's amazing. He'll be better than me. He's better than me. And he'll win more than me in his career and all this. He's like very nice and kind of supportive of everyone else, which is pretty interesting. It kind of makes me think that I actually don't, even though I love the Chiefs and I think the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl, I wouldn't mind if Brady won. It's also a nice story, right? For like,
it's a great story. Yeah.
Like people like us who are getting towards their 40s and then a 43-year-old quarterback winning it. Like, I mean, he's won it already when he was 40, but I think it's pretty amazing story on both sides. Like for Mahomes, he wins two in a row. He's already probably the most talented player that's probably ever come into the league. And he wins two in a row. Then the next season you'll have, can they win three in a row? It's never been done. But then like, you know, you've got on the other side, if Brady wins it, he's won seven Super Bowls. And so either way, I'm just looking forward to a good game, to be honest. I don't really mind. I think the Chiefs will win because they're just too good with Tyreek Hill and Kelsey and Mahomes. But
and you've been sensible. And you're sensible and you put Monday off to watch the game.
I did, yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
You going to do it?
Retrospect, I should have done it.
Well, you still can. It's only Thursday. I mean, you have to give.
Yeah, I got stuff. You know my to-do list. I talked about it before. Oh, I've got so much to do. Can't afford it.
Well, Warsaw isn't going to sort itself out, is it? Huh? Warsaw isn't going to sort itself out.
Thing is, though, also, I know I'll put the day off, but I'll be getting up at 7 anyway, whether I have work or not. Because
I've
got a two-year-old and we're isolating. So
I'm in a bit of a lucky position because so we've got a little schedule now for lockdown that my wife takes Monday off, I take Friday off, and then we juggle the kids in the week, right? So Monday is her day. So I said, oh, by the way, I've put Monday off as well because I'm watching the Super Bowl. So I'll go to bed at like when it finishes, like probably 4 or 5, and then I'll sleep until like midday. And then we'll do something together. And then we can go to the garden and do something in the garden. So then she, you know, so then we're kind of, you know, so because she's already managed her schedule so that she's off on Monday, right? Yeah. So we've got a nice little then day set up as well.
Yeah, so anyway. I like the idea. I think...
Anyway, enough NFL.
That's an idea.
Non-footballing things of the week. What do you recommend to people or what's been going on that you would say, hey, you know, this is something to raise to your attention, listeners?
I had ideas before this. Now you've asked me. I can't remember what the ideas were. Film of the week to look out for. What do you say? I just watched The Dig. That was good on Netflix.
The Dig? I haven't heard of that one. Is it a Netflix thing or
It's a Netflix thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, set just the cusp of the Second World War.
Oh, I like that.
And it's like an archaeological dig in this, you know, Norfolk coast.
Oh, you lost me. You lost me. I thought it was going to be about the war, but
no, it's just about a dig.
Oh gosh.
Good cast though. Very good cast.
Who's in it?
Lily James.
Lily Allen.
Not Lily Allen. Yeah, the one that's all in everything, it seems now. Is it Lily James? Carrie Mulligan's in it.
Oh yeah, she's not been around for a while. I haven't seen her for a while. The one who married the guy from what band was the lead singer that she married? I will wait for you.
Mumford and Sons.
Mumford and Sons, yeah, she married the lead singer. Mumford.
Sons, yeah, of course.
The other ones are the Sons, and he's
it's got Ralph Fiennes in. Is it Ralph Fiennes?
The one from
English Patient. In Bruges.
I thought you were talking about who's the guy who
It's Ralph Fiennes.
2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps. Oh my God. That's what I thought you were talking about.
Oh, he still crops up every now and again. He's in what's it called? Death in Paradise. You ever watch
what's
that?
What's his name?
Ralph Little. Anthony from the Royal Family.
Death in Paradise is actually pretty good. I remember like one winter I watched like series 1 and 2 and I actually quite enjoyed it because it had that guy from Love Actually in it, the one who goes to America.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a 2-part special. I saw a preview on it actually just before coming on air, and the original guy on it comes in. Everyone wants that escapism, you know, with lockdown, so
exactly. You need a bit of sun. Well, you just had a physical escapism, but yeah, for most of us, it's like watching a nice little sunny thing on TV gives you that little thing, doesn't it?
That's all you need. So yeah, I That's an all right. That's a decent film. It's a nice, feel good, kind of homely film. You know, like a Sunday afternoon film. You know, it's raining outside. You got the fire on. You had a hard day in the garden. Stick on the dig.
Oh, wow. Oh, I like it. I like the sound of it. I would give a little tip. Get your tomato seeds planted now.
Oh, my God.
Ready to go in the garden.
All right, yeah.
Mine have sprouted, but, you know, they came up within about 10 days. So I think get them done now, and then they'll be ready for the greenhouse. Right.
You're in a greenhouse, though. You're not, you know, you can't just do it in the open air. It's still frosting.
No, I do. You germinate them at home. Or you can the greenhouse is still a bit cold. You do the seeds at home, and then you'll take them to the greenhouse when it gets a bit warmer.
You need to get, that's why
I wonder. I have to say, one of the kids broke one of the tomato plants today because they fell on it. So it's not good to have them in the house because I put them near the window to get some light, and one of the kids fell on
it. Well, that's it. All you're reading now is about gardening, isn't it? So that, like,
yeah.
If we're doing Book of the Week, it'd be like Homesteader, the Weekend Homesteader.
Yeah, exactly. Homesteader. Or the dig would be my perfect film, I think. Actually, I said it was boring, but I mean, if it was digging an allotment, it would be perfect. But
well, this guy knew his soil because it'd just been passed down generation to generation. He was like the only person who knew Norfolk soil. No one knew it like he did. This is Ralph Fiennes, so
well, I mean,
but on that bombshell. I suppose, will we do one after the... I mean, tips for the Super Bowl. Who's going to win it?
Chiefs. Although, if I'm a betting man, I actually have put a bet on it.
Have you?
Only because, and this was what I was going to say, if you're going to bet, I would always go bet on the underdogs in the Super Bowl because it's not worth betting on the favorites. It's just not worth it. So I bet I had 10 euros in my betting account, so I betted on the Buccaneers, even though I think the Chiefs will win. But it makes it more interesting because
what kind of odds are you getting, though, for the books?
Yeah, it was 3-1 on the books. So I thought, okay, I'll put 10 on that, so then I'll get 30 if they win. But if the Chiefs win, okay, like, I mean, that's what I assume will happen. But let's say, it's not worth betting on the Chiefs because there's no return.
No, so, you're not even predicting scores or anything like that.
There wasn't any options on this betting site. It's like a German betting site, and they're terrible, really. They're only good for betting on...
Typical.
I had the account because just from open from the European Championships or the World Cup. Last time there was a... I don't know what it was. It feels so long ago. And I still had 10 euro in. So, and the only reason I went on, this is really boring, but because they said, they've updated the rules in Germany. So you have to go and your account will close in 30 days unless you verify your identity with a passport.
Right, okay.
I went on and I had 10 euros and I was like, okay, I'll just put it on the books. And then if I lose it, then it's good because the account's going to close anyway. And if the 30, then I'll verify my ID. That's what I thought to myself. So, yeah, it's the stuff you do in lockdown.
There you go, top tip. Bet on the underdog. Guaranteed to lose your money.
Only bet if you don't care about the account.
Only bet where you can afford to lose. There you go.
Exactly. Yeah. And on that note, I think we should end it.
The
NFL, unless you got any pearls, you got any advice to give to the fans?
No, I mean, happy that with the final that's lined up, I've been quietly confident from the start, and I'll remain quietly confident about the Bucks winning it.
Oh, so you're saying my bet? So
I'm backing your bet with words, and I might find some pounds down the sofa, stick it the other way. I'll put it on the Chiefs.
All right, so you heard it here first. I'm going for the Chiefs. You're going for the Bucks. It's a head-to-head. So a lock-off, as they would say on a on a NFL podcast that I listen to that is slightly better than this one, called Around the NFL.
Oh, everyone listens to that nonsense.
It's good. It's a good one.
Yeah, you get some insight on that one. I should have listened to that before doing this pod, actually.
But then it would have been boring. Then we just.
But if you need a basic insight, listen to us first, and then.
Then when you feel you've got enough basic, go to the experts.
Or just watch the dig.
And there we go. See you later, fans.
Laters.